Good morning. Today's Daf and Baba Kama is Yud. We're on Tes Amud Beis. We're going to be starting immediately after the Mishnah. Mishnah's language yesterday, unusual language of the Mishnah, in terms of just simply describing liability for damages that you did. Okay, that's really what the Mishnah is teaching us. But obviously the Mishnah is a little bit more complicated than that, but the Mishnah is also a little bit ambiguous in its language. So what we're going to do today is really simple. It's a simple avoda, and that is that we're going to try to give the definition to the Mishnah. Today's daf, we're going to cover two lines of the Mishnah. Not bad. Let's get underway. So I'm not going to go over the Mishnah again. You can take a look at the Mishnah yesterday. But really what we're doing is we're going over line number one of the Mishnah. All right, let's go over the first line of the Mishnah. I'm just reading the first line of the Mishnah. Kol shechavti b'shmirah, so as long as I was chav in the Shmira, obligated in the Shmira, so ichsharti nizko. So then what I've done is I prepared myself for the nezek. Okay, that makes sense, right? Okay. So admittedly, that's a little bit tricky, a little bit difficult to understand. Just as a sentence, what does that mean? So, what we're going to do is Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to quote a Bryce, and you know what the Bryce is going to do. It's going to quote the Mishnah. It's going to be more expansive. It'll really help us open up and understand the Mishnah. So, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shechavti B'Shmirah, So Yichsharti Nizko, Ketzad. Good. So, give me an example, simple example. So, Shorabor, Shemasun Lecher Shot V'Katan. So, let's say Shorabor, which what I do, I give it over to Shot V'Katan. Shot V'Katan are both entities that don't have Das. And Vihiziko, and then the Shor or the Bor did damage. Now, handing over a Bor to a Katan, right? In other words, one of those tricky things that we're going to be discovering every time in the Masechta when we talk about a Bor obviously is not only is an inanimate, but it doesn't travel. So, you're handing over the Bor to a Katan. So what does that mean? So obviously what it means is that you basically told the cotton, look, here's the pit. Do me a favor. Stand guard. Watch. Make sure no one falls in. Okay. So, right. You don't. Exactly. So that's effectively what it means. So in any event. So sure. So and it does damage. So you are going to be chayv and mashayin kebeish. That's not going to be true by ish. Okay. So in other words, by sure bor. So handing it over to a kid, so you still are going to be holding liability. So basically what you did is you were machshir. You were the machshir. In other words, the damage came as a result of you. In other words, handing over the reins and the guardianship and the responsibility over to a minor, that was silly. Right? In other words, that was not only silly, let's use better words. That's irresponsible. Right. So under those circumstances...
You're qualifying yourself.
Yeah.
For the obligation.
Yeah. So you're going to be fully liable. Mashain came by Aish, but that's not going to be true by Aish. Good. So now Mashain came by Aish, that's not true by Aish. The Gemara says, wait 1 second. I need to understand that better by my skinan. So Bishor Kasher Bor Mechusa Dekavasika by Aish Kacheles. So Mashna Hacha, Mashna Hacha. Now, what state, what condition was the shore in and the boar in? Boar was in when you handed over to the cotton. So if the shore was all tied up and the boar was covered. So in other words, so you that's not irresponsible, meaning you left those two in positions of being guarded. And so now if we were to do a comparable when it comes to age, what would be the comparable? The comparable would be that you gave a coal to a child, but the coal's not lit. So the Gemara says, so mashahacha, mashahacha. So now, I don't understand. In one case, you do have liability. In the other case, you don't have liability. So ala b'shor mutar ubor megula. So the Gemara says that no, the shore that you entrusted and handed over to the kid was untied and untethered. And as far as the boar is concerned, it was an uncovered pit. So there now you understand. You leaving it over with the child, so that's your irresponsibility. That part I get. But now, what's the comparable of that regarding fire? So the comparable for that is that what did you hand to the kid? You handed the kid a lit coal. Right? The kid's not obviously handling it, but in other words, but you handed it to him. However you hold it, that's how he's going to hold it. Now the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, but I don't understand. You gave a lit fire over to a minor. Now, what does that mean regarding your responsibility? So Reish Lakish tells us, and now we're going to be seeing this later in the Masechta, and when I say later, I mean much later. Right? This is coming up on Nun Tes, 50 Dapim from now. But regardless, the Mishnah over there reads, the Gemara doesn't quote it, Gemara expects that we know the Mishnah, obviously. So the Mishnah over there reads, you hand over Be'era, fire, to Cheresh Ot V'Katan, so you're Pater. Now your Pater is Medina Adam, in other words, there's still a level of liability that you have, Midine Shamayim, but Midine Adam Yerpater. Now, on that Mishnah, Reish Lakish's comment, that's only Master Lo Gachalos Veliba. Aval Shahavis Chayev, my time of the Habari is Eka. The Mishnah's Petur, later on Nun Test, is only talking about where what you handed him was a Gachalos, a coal. And who lit the coal? The kid lit the coal. Okay. So there, you're absolved from liability. Again, Bide Adam. But you're absolved from liability. But if you handed the kid Shahavis, if fire, Mamish of fire, so you're not absolved from liability. You handed the kid basically it's not even a pun so much intended. You handed the kid a loaded gun. Okay. And you're not going to be absolved from liability. So Habari Hazeka. In other words, you hand him a lit coal. So in other words, that's it. You basically handed him something that's going to damage. So I don't understand, says the Gemara, meaning that by Shorenbor handing it over to the kid, you have continued liability because it's so irresponsible. By a fire, you're absolved from liability. But the Gemara says, how is that different? So the La'ola, Bishor Kasher Bor Mechusa. Okay, so the Gemara says, we're going to have to go back to what we previously suggested. And that was, is that the shore was tied up, the bor was covered, and by the comp to that of fire would be where it's just a coal, and it wasn't lit. Now previously what we said is, how is that different? But the Gemara says, I'll tell you it's different. Why? Because shore darchel and tuke, and bor darchel and ture. Because when it comes to shore, when it comes to bor, so I know it's tied up. But in other words, but bor is a, right, 200-300-400-pound animal. More. So it's this really big animal, and it could easily untie. So I know you left it in a tied state, but in other words, it's going to untie. And what'd you tell? You told the kid to watch it? That's not shmira. And the same thing regarding bor. In other words, you cut the boar is covered. Good, the boar is covered. That's great. People are walking over it all day. Okay, right? Those of us from New York, so remember the manholes and the manhole covers. So people walking over all day. So what's going to end up happening is it's going to break. So in other words, so over there, you said to the kid, now go watch it. Now, again, what you've done is nothing, and it's irresponsible, and the animal's going to get untied, and the boar is going to get uncovered. So over there, you have liability. But over here, comment to Shavikle Ma'ami Ami Avazla. But over here, what's going to happen with the coal? The coal's not going to light on its own. In other words, there you need an active participant to go and light the fire then, and only then is there going to be any nezek. So the Gemara says, even as we're talking about a shore that's tied up, and a boar that's mechusa, it's still not comparable to a fire, and the Gemara says, and that's the difference.
But you have the wind, right? You have the passerby who's shaking.
But you handed him.
The wind is the same thing.
No, but you handed him just a gachalas. In other words, it was just a coal you handed him. So it's not the same. Uli Rabbi Yochanan Damar, Afilu Masal Oshav, Asami Potter. So the Gemara says, good. Now, all we did is we went over the comp.
Isn't it a big difference? But they give him a flame, a coal, 1 second later, it can make a fire.
No, but the coal's not
lit.
Yeah, but the coal's, I understand, but the coal's not lit.
I know, but the fire, but the wind can activate it. Mm-hmm. Like a passerby can move the cover, same thing.
Right, the Gemara doesn't see it as being the same. I'm just, you know, just explaining the Gemara. Ula Rabbi Yochanan Damar Afila Masa Lo Shavas Nami Potter. Now, what we've been doing so far is we explained the Braisa and the comp between Shor and Bor versus Eish in terms of handing it over to a kid, and we explained it according to Reish Lakish. Again, because we have that Mishnah on Nentes, the Mishnah on Nentes says that handing over fire to a kid, so you are Potter Bidei Adam, and Reish Lakish says it's only when you hand it over a coal, but not a fire. That's all according to Reish Lakish. And we just went through the back and forth according to Reish Lakish. Now we're going to do the same thing again, but now we're going to do it according to Rav Yochanan. Because when Rav Yochanan sees that Mishnah in the test, how does he say Pshat in that Mishnah? The Gemara reminds us. Ula Rav Yochanan. Let's just first go through the back and forth. Ula Rav Yochanan Damar Afila Masa Lo Shalheves Nami Pater. Now according to Rav Yochanan, even if you gave the kid Shalheves, you were going to be Pater. Now admittedly, by the way, that's a little bit difficult to understand. Right, you gave the kid shalheves and you're going to still be potter? Okay, it is difficult to understand, but that is Shitas Rav Yochanan.
I'll assume the coal is hot, right?
Yeah, it's not hot, it's burning. It's a flame. So the kavas say hachay shor mutar bor megula. So maishna hacha. So now that we're talking about a flame, so that means now the comp by shor and the comp by boar is basically what you're handing them is an animal that is ready to do damage. It's untied, untethered. And we're talking about a boar that's uncovered, ready to do damage. So now, literally, it's going to be near impossible to understand. So in other words, by the shor and boar, you leave that over for a kid. Hey, kid, go watch that. You're liable. Of course you're liable. So by the flame, what's the difference? So hasam safta de cheresh kagarim. So hacha lo safta de cheresh kagarim. So the Gemara says, still shna. It's different, right? How is it different? Because when it comes to the fire, I still need the kid's activity and participation. Now, again, by the way, what you did was irresponsible. And the Mishnah on Nun Tes, by the way, makes it clear that that was irresponsible. We're not talking about irresponsibility. You were irresponsible. We're talking about now degree of liability. So over there, the Gemara here says the difference will be the following. In order for the fire to move from one place to another, I still need the kid to actively take the fire and move it from one location to another. But by shore and by boar, the shore and the boar don't have to go. Well, let's start with shore. By shore, the shore is going to go on its own. Okay, its locomotion is self-generated. It's going to move on its own, and it's untied. And you hand it over to a kid, and you say, "Hey, kid, go watch it." In other words, and now that liability is squarely on you because the animal is going to move on its own. The kid does not have to move the animal. In fact, the kid's not going to move the animal. And by boar, same basic idea. In other words, obviously the boar's not going to get up and walk, obviously. But the boar's right there in the street. Someone's going to fall in the pit. And now you're only entrusting the kid to watch it. Hey, kid, go watch it. In other words, the kid's not responsible. He's not old enough. And so that's on you. You left the pit now unattended. So that liability is squarely on you. Somebody's going to fall into that pit, and with or without the kid's involvement. Okay, so Shna the Gemara thinks it's still different. Okay, Adkan, that takes us really to the end of today's daf. We're on Tes Amud Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, and here we go. Today's daf, first half of today's daf, we're going to be launching into the basic distinctions between Shor, Bor, and Esh. Now, I know in our mission we had Dalet Avos Nezikin, Arba Avos Nezikin, but what we're going to be doing today is we're really consolidating into three. Because consider, Shmuel's interpretation of the mission, this takes us all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta Daf Beis. So according to Shmuel, so really you have two representatives of Shor, right? Shor and Mav, according to Shmuel, are both talking about animals. One Shein and the other's Regel. Okay. If I were to go in better order, one's Regel and the other's Shein. But the point is that's according to Shmuel. And according to Rav, the Mav is Adam. So really, according to Rav, take Adam out. And really, when it comes to your property damage, your property doing damage, so really it results in three. So however you cut it, when it talks about your property doing damages, your property comes in three different categories: Shor, Bor, and Esh. And what we're going to be doing today, every daf has a great daf, but great daf today in that we're going to really identify and isolate what are the individual characteristics of each of these three. How do they compare and contrast one to the other? Okay, now I admit, by the way, that I know I'm going to go through this fast. I know, so because that's the daf and that's the nature of the daf. But over here, we really, this daf, today's daf, Yud in Baba Kama, really goes over the basic differences between your various different types of properties doing damages, three in total. Let's begin. Tanu Rabbanan chomer b'shor mi b'bor v'chomer b'bor mi b'shor. Okay, so now what we're going to do is compare and contrast bor versus shor. Chomer b'shor mi b'bor. So as far as shor is concerned, it's got chumras. What are the chumras of shor? Sha'ashor misham is kofer. So first of all, there's a din kofer. My shor goes ahead and kills somebody, so I have to pay kofer. Okay, and we're going to discuss this in more detail later in the Masechta. It has to be that it's a shor mu'ad, not a shor tam. What is kofer? That's basically the value of the person. That also subject to a machlokas. Anyway, let's say it's simple right now, because this is really just a basic compare and contrast. Simply put, when my animal kills somebody, so there's going to be a payment liability. Okay, and that's only by, that you only have by shor. You don't have it by boar, and as we'll see together, you don't have it by age. So the mishalem is a kofer. And chayav b'shoshim shel eved. And if my animal goes ahead and kills somebody, no, I'm sorry, and kills an eved kenani, so then I have to pay a kenas of 30 shkalim. And nigmar dino asr ba'anah. And then once the animal has gone through a gemar din, if it killed somebody, I can't get benefit from the animal. And its nature is that it goes out and does damage. So, and Masha'en came by boar, and all this is not going to be true by boar. By boar, any of these chumras that we just went through, four chumras in total, none of them apply to boar. Good. Now let's go in the other direction. Chomer b'bor mi b'shur sh'abor t'chilas asiyas l'nezek. As far as boar is concerned, so the making a boar, so from the point that you made it, it's already nezek, meaning that it's only going to do damage. Again, the boar is being made not in your property; it's made in the rishus harabim. It's only there to create damage. So in its creation, it's a hazard. And the first time it does damage, you have full liability. Sure, we know it does not have full liability. Sure. Now, I say sure, by the way, just to modify. We all know this, but again, we're in Bubba Kama, so now's the time to highlight. When we say that sure, you don't pay full damages, we really, of course, mean Karen of sure. You don't have full damages. Regal and Shane, you do have full damages. But at least regarding Karen of Shur, you don't pay Nezek Shalem. You only pay Chatzi Nezek. Masha'in came for Shur. And that's not going to be true by Shur. By Shur, you don't have these Chumras. Okay, now, Chomer B'Shur Mei Be'eish. So we just went back and forth, Shur, Bor, Bor, Shur. Let's keep going. We're on the top of Yudam and Olive. Chomer B'Shur Mei Be'eish, Chomer B'Eish Mei B'Shur. So now what we get to do is compare and contrast Eish and Shur. So chomer b'shur mi be'esh. As far as shore over esh, shore mishal and kofer chay b'shoshem shal eved nigma dino aser ba'ana. Okay, the first three covered already. Those are chomers by shore that you don't have by esh. And muscle chay shor to v'katan chayev. Handing it over to chay shor to v'katan, you're going to be chayev. Mashayin ke be'esh, and that's not going to be true regarding esh. Okay. And oh, by the way, meaning why are we doing all this now? Aside from the fact that it's great and it's great organization. But we're doing it specifically now because we just went over this point from our Mishnah, right? In other words, that was shot in our Mishnah. That's how we touched up the Mishnah. The Bryce over here also goes over this point, handing over Shor and Bor to a child. So you're going to be responsible. That's not true by Eish. And we just went over how to understand that's not true by Eish. Chomer be'Eish mi b'Shor. So as far as Eish... As far as Eish over Shur, Eish Muad is mitchilasa. So Eish, you're going to be Muad right from the beginning. You're going to be paying full damages right from the beginning of damages done through fire. Mashayin can be Shur, and that's not true by Shur. And again, when we say not true by Shur, what we mean is Karen of the Shur. Karen of the Shur, you don't pay Nezek Shalom, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Okay. Well, let's just pause here for just a quick moment. So we said that when it comes to Shur, so you're going to be paying for... you're going to be paying for kofar. You're going to be paying for shloshim shal eved. Okay. And we said the same thing is not going to be true regarding Eish. The same thing is not going to be true regarding Eish. Meaning if you start a fire and it goes ahead and it kills somebody, there's no kofar and there's no shloshim. Well, why not? Rashi. Look at the top Rashi over here. Masha'en came be Eish. Im lo chayev bas reifas adam. I'm sorry, Eish lo chayev ba, and I have the glasses on, it's so good. So Eish lo chayev ba sreifas adam. So when it comes to Eish, you're not going to be chayev by sreifas adam. You start a fire, it burns somebody, you're not going to be chayev. Now, why should that be? Rashi writes, Shahayu lo levroch, because the person should have ran away. Meaning, again, by the way, we're not talking about right and wrong, we're not talking about ethical versus unethical, we're talking strictly over here about liability.
He was sleeping on the ground.
Okay, again, we're just going over a simple case. We'll get to where he's tied up. Okay, so the over here, number one, he should have ran away. Meaning you started the fire and he elected, you know what? I can't believe he started the fire. It's so wrong. I'm not moving. Okay. So from a liability standpoint, once you have the option of getting up and walking away, so that removes your liability. Okay, again. From a standpoint of Bidei Hashamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have words with you. But we're learning Baba Kama, and we're learning about liability. And then Rashi goes on. So the Im Kafa, so now, if let's say the person's tied up and he can't run away, so Amavir Chayiv Misa V'Kam Le'Bidurabim Minei, Kedim Mefarshal Kama B'Berka Konsel Nadir. So now if he's tied up, so now the person who started the fire, so now what is he? So he's chayev now for murder. And if he's chayev for murder, so then what do we have? We have the din of kamle b'derabimine. Meaning he's not. There's not going to be a payment of kofar. There's not going to be a payment of shloshim. Because over here, we have, in other words, once you file under the category of rotzeach, murder, so then kamle b'derabimine tells me that there's not going to be any kind of financial payment. Okay. This Rashi is much discussed because Rashi over here is assuming that when you start a fire and you kill somebody, so that's murder. Okay, let's quickly discuss it. I know we have a lot of daf to do today, but is that true? I'm not talking about where you're actually lighting the person on fire. There, that's a koach, meaning that's coming directly as a force from you, and for sure that's murder. But in other words, you start a fire and the fire spreads and it kills somebody, so is that going to be murder? So the answer to that question is not simple. The answer to that question is going to be predicated on the Gemara. We're going to be doing together on Chav Beis. Okay, so one of the most popular dapim in Baba Kama, right? I wish I could tell you where everything is located in Baba Kama. I can't. But in other words, this one's a popular one. And that is that when you start a fire, Isho Mishum, so when you start a fire, so what is that? So there are two opinions in the Gemara over there, whether it's Chitzo, Or it's isha mishum chito or isha mishum mamono, right? In other words, is it like basically you shooting arrows, or is it basically like your property going out there and doing damages? Oh. So if isha is mishum chito, Rashi over here is very easy to understand. You start a fire, the fire spreads to kill somebody. The person was tied up, so isha mishum chito, that's murder. But if isha is mishum mamono, meaning that's your property going out and doing damages, so you're not a murderer. Again, terribly irresponsible, but you're not a murderer. So then the Rashi over here is not that easy to understand. Makes Rashi over here very difficult to understand. Okay, and the discussion goes on from there, but I'm just giving you a taste of Rashi over here saying that by Eish, you're going to be Pater, and Rashi's explanation over here, which admittedly is a little bit tricky. We go back to the Gemara. Chomer be'esh mi babor. Chomer bebor mi beish. Okay, so now, bor and eish, we get to compare and contrast. Chomers of one over the other, chomers of the other over the one. So chomer bebor mi beish. So now, what are the chomers of bor over fire? Shetchila so asi el nezek, because as far as bor is concerned, the moment you make it, it's for nezek. It's not true by fire. Now, you make a fire, most of the time you're making fire, it's for constructive purposes. Cooking, heating.
And a bor? Bor
also has a purpose. And not in a rishus arabim. A born of Rishus HaRabim is there for just to create damages. Okay, good. It could collect water as well. Okay, again, we're saying simple pshat in the Gemara. So Masul Cherishot V'Katan Chayev Mashen Kim Beish, and on top of that, another chumar when it comes to bor, hand it over to a child, you're liable. Hand over Eish to a child, you're not liable, as we discussed earlier. Chumar Beish Meba Bor. Now let's go in the other direction. What are the chumars of Eish? Eish Akolelech LaHazik. So Eish now. Not only is it a hazard, it's a moving hazard, it's a traveling hazard. Umuadis lechol. So bein davar arayla, bein davar shein arayla. And what does it consume? Whatever it's in its way. Mashen came b'bor. Now when it comes to bor, so you're liable for not everything that it damages. So what does that mean? You're not going to be liable for everything it damages. So we're going to hear this numerous times. We're hearing it on today's daf. And that is by bor, it actually has limited liability. What does that mean, limited liability? It means that you only chayev for animals that fall into the boar. You're not going to be chayev for adam v'kelim. Person falls into the boar, you're not going to be liable. Neither kelim as well. Okay.
Animals don't realize it was a fit day, they could have avoided.
The din is that you're chayev.
What's this, animals and humans?
Same thing. I understand same thing. We have, these are drushas. These are just basic drushas. Okay.
No, it doesn't matter.
I understand, but that's the halacha. So Mashen came before. So the Gemara says, okay, great. So now that we have gone through the brisa and we covered the chumers of one over the other.
Remember, bor doesn't only have to be a pit. It could be other obstacles that are by nature, not movable. I'm saying, but it's a piece of wood.
Let's table, so because we got to go. But listen, Chomer Bishor, thank you. God bless you. Mazel Tov, by the way. Mazel Tov. So listen, Chomer Bishor, me Babor Shashor, Chayabos Akelim. Masha Ain came Babor. So the Gemara says, now, why didn't the Brisa do the following? And that is make a comp between Shor and Bor. And not make a comp, but note the distinction. That as far as Shor is concerned, Shor is going to be Chay by Kalim. And Bor is not going to be Chay by Kalim. So the Gemara says, "Hamani, Rabbi Yehudi, the Mechayv on this case, Kalim Babor." So the Gemara says, "Well, I can explain that the price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda does not have a patur Kalim when it comes to Bor. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Ima Seifa." The Gemara says, "Great. Now you want to tell me that the price is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why the price didn't make the distinction between Bor and Shor." So the Gemara says, yeah, but Chomer Biyish Me Babur. Sheish Darko Lei Lechol Hazik Mor Lechol. Bein Davar Arayla, Bein Davar Shein Arayla. Ma Shein Kem Babur. So Davar Arayla, Mai Ninu Eitzim. Ve Davar Shein Arayla, Mai Nihu Kelim. So Ma Shein Kem Babur. So E Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Chayav Haya Rabbi Yehuda, Al Niske Kelim Babur. So the Gemara says, when the Brisa went over the difference between Eish and Bor, so one of those differences was that Eish eats everything. Now, that's not true by Bor. Now, what does that mean, Eish eats everything? Meaning, that's what it means. Eish makes its way through everything, damages everything in its way. Bor, on the other hand, Bor, you're not going to be liable for all the damages that it does. Notably, by Bor, what are you going to be putter from? Kalim. Wait, you told me that the price is going like Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda does not have a patur Kalim. So, El Alolam Rabbanan He, so the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to have to say that really the price is going like the Chachamim. So, Tana V'Shayer, and the Gemara says, and what was your problem? The Brisa left things out? That's not a problem. In other words, the Brisa left things out. The Brisa over here is just basically marking notable differences between Shor, Bor, Eish. In other words, but the Brisa is not comprehensive. So the Gemara says, Maishai Dehai Shayer. So the Gemara says, okay, this idea of the Brisa not being comprehensive, if you're telling me that two things were excluded, okay, that means it's not comprehensive. But if all you have is one notable absence, that means that was a notable absence. So the Gemara is my Shire to High Shire. So give me another example that was left out of the Braisa. So Shire Tamun. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what was left out. Tamun. Oh, right. In other words, that when something is covered and you started a fire and you damaged the item that was covered, you're putter. Again, doesn't seem fair, but that's the halacha. The halacha is that there's a patur tamun by Eish. Good. And you don't have this patur by anything else. Now, Rashi.
Makes sense, but I'm not going to.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you don't have this patur by the other mazikin. So let's say, for example, your shore goes ahead. Rashi writes this. So your shore goes ahead and damages, lays down its horn, damages, and damages something which is covered. You're going to be chayv. And by the boar and by the pit. So let's say that the kalim fell into the pit and the kalim were covered. I'll tell you the truth. Rashi doesn't give that particular example. Rashi gives a somewhat more different example, slightly difficult example. But anyway, and my example was also bad. Wait, I'm just thinking it through right now. The boar is open, by the way. Otherwise, nothing would fall in. My example was bad because there's a patur kalim by boar. So let's say an animal... and this is not Rashi's example. An animal was covered and fell into the boar. So you're going to be chayiv. Okay, let's say it simply.
Covered, though? I don't understand.
Covered meaning it's in a bag.
An animal's in a bag.
The
cat in the bag.
The cat in the bag. Now you do understand. The only point over here is that there is a patur tamun that only exists by Eish and not by the other... By the other Nezeks. Good. So the Gemara says, so now what we just showed you is that the Brisa is not comprehensive. So in other words, there are other exclusions, exceptions that were left out of the Mishnah. Good. Rabbi Huda, the Gemara says, we have a satisfying answer for the Brisa. We're really good. But the Gemara says, but look, what we can also do is that we can go back to our original proposal that really the Brisa is going according to Rabbi Huda. And just in terms of saying pshat in the Brisa, where the Brisa says, you know, fire consumes everything, and that's not true by by bor. So you know what we were referring to? When we say everything, we're not talking about wood versus other items. We're talking about sticks, stone, not sticks, stones, earth, right? Scorched earth. So when it comes to Aish, even though your fire scorched earth, not even though, when your fire scorches earth, you're going to be chayev, right? Even though it's something that normally doesn't get damaged, but if your fire does any kind of damage like that, so you're going to be chayev. So maskal v'Rav Ashi. Okay, so lisne chomer b'shor mi b'bor she'ashor chayev bo shor psule amugdashim mashen kem b'bor. So the Gemara says, okay, other notable things that were left out of the Braisa. So Rav Ashi notes, I'll tell you what was left out of the Braisa, and that was where your shor does damage, and damage is what? Psule hamukdashim. Okay, let's walk into the world of psule hamukdashim quickly, and that is that you had a carbon, and the carbon got a blemish. So now you can't offer the carbon. It's a balmum. So what do? You redeem it. Good. So now you can take, now you de-sanctify, you de-concretized it. Almost. Kinda. Right? Imagine, halacha. You kinda de-sanctified it. In other words, it now has the status of what's called psula hamukdashim. What can you do now? So what you can do is you can take home, you can eat it. What else can you do with it? Nothing. You can't do giza, you can't do avoda, you can't even milk it. The only thing you can do is, right, enjoy your hamburgers. You can check that you can eat it. So now, you have to redeem it for money, right? You have to redeem it, right? Avada. You have to redeem it, but even after you redeem it, the din is that psula hamukdashim is only la'achila. No. So now, let's say your shor does damage to somebody else's psula hamukdashim. Are you going to be chayev? Well, of course. In other words, your animal did damage. But watch carefully. Mashain came by boar, but that's not going to be true by boar. Meaning that if you dug a hole in the Rishat Sarabim and psula, somebody else's psula and mukdashim fell into that boar, you're not going to be liable. Okay, now why is that? So the answer is really simple. Drushas, psukim. I'm not going to go through the drushas right now. Rashi speaks it out. See Rashi for the drushas. But basically it's drushas. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, now that's the halacha, so now, the Braisa had an opportunity, a golden opportunity to make this distinction. The Braisa didn't do it. Why didn't the Braisa do it? So, Iyamar Bishlama Rabbanan, I did the Shayna Hach, Shayna Mihach. So the Gemara says, beautiful. So remember, according to the Chachamim, what do we say about the Braisa? It's a non-comprehensive Braisa. It doesn't have all the cases in the Braisa. Beautiful. So you're telling me, here's what was left out of the Braisa. Okay, new shoulder shrug. It's fine. It's fine. That wasn't the purpose of the Braisa was not to go through every case, but Ella E Amar Rabbi Yehuda my Shire da High Shire. The problem, of course, is that if you're trying to make the Braisa like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa is comprehensive. So Shire Dash Beniro. So the Gemara says, well, it could be that the Braisa left out the following. So let's say your animal is Doris. It goes ahead and it just with force goes into your friend's field, so then you're going to be chayev, and that's not going to be true by boar. In other words, this is going to be a funny sentence. If your boar damages your friend's field, you're not going to be chayev. Now, if you're carefully listening, you realize how silly a sentence I just made, right? Your boar is doing damage to your friend's field. Okay. Okay, good. So, im ishum dash beniro lav shiuruhu detanya shekein darkolei lech lahazik. So the Gemara says, that's in the Braisa. In other words, you didn't read the Braisa carefully. Read the Braisa carefully. The Braisa says, darkolei lech lahazik. You know, shor gets up and walks. Boar does not get up and walk. So in other words, the Braisa has made exactly that point. Okay, so the Gemara really struggles, meaning that if you're learning the Braisa like the Chachamim, there really is no struggle. Meaning the Braisa is just simply headlines. And there are more details. In other words, some examples that are not given in the Braisa. Good. But if the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, so then we're going to struggle. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa is in fact comprehensive. But there are notable exceptions in the Braisa. Okay. Good. Hichshartu b'miksas nizko. Okay. And what we get to do for the remainder of today's daf is the following. And that is, is that we are up to the second line of the Mishnah. So far as the daf today and daf Yud in Baba Kama, we have covered the first line of the Mishnah, right? Yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah on Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah reads, Kol Shechati B'Shemir Asoi, Chshati Nizko. Good. And as far as simple taich in the Mishnah, what does that mean? I handed my boar over to a kid to watch. I'm responsible. Okay, that was my irresponsibility and my liability. That's not true by Ish. Good. And we already spent time this morning going over how to understand that. Now we're up to number two in the Mishnah. Hechsharti b'miksas nizko. I just do a little bit of nezik, and meanwhile, chafti b'tashlum nizko. I have to pay all the damages. Okay, get ready for a super enjoyable part two of today's daf. Hechsharti b'miksas nizko tana rabbanan. So again, what does the Mishnah mean? Like I said yesterday, when we read the Mishnah is very cryptic, and now the Gemara is basically going to explain. Line number two of the Mishnah. So Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Hechsharti b'miksas nizko, chafti b'tashlumei nizko. Kehechsher kol nizko ketzad. So, like, in other words, it sounds great on paper, but what does that mean practically? So chofer bor tisha uba acher vishlemu la'asara acher n'chayav. So let's say the pit was 9 tefachim deep. I come along, I look at that pit, and I'm like, 9 tefachim deep. You know what? Right? I hate odd numbers. So I'm going to make it. I'm going to dig one more tefach into the pit, and now you've made the pit 10 tefachim deep. And now what? Okay. So certain assumptions that the Gemara has. Let's operate with those assumptions. Let's speak out those assumptions. An animal falls into a pit that's 9 tefachim deep. The animal should not die. Now, if the animal died, that's something was with the animal. Right. In other words, the animal should not be dying in a pit of 9 tefachim deep.
Freak egg.
Yeah, okay. But once the animal's 10 tefachim deep, so that kind of depth now creates a kind of blunt trauma that should, in fact, kill an animal. So therefore, an animal falls into a pit 9 tefachim deep and the animal dies, you're going to be putter. If the animal falls into a pit 10 tefachim deep and the animal dies, you're going to be chayiv. Okay, those are the assumptions that are going into this discussion. So the pit was already 9 tefachim deep, and you now dug one more tefach. So now, great, perfect. So you just did a little bit of nezek, but now you're going to have the full liability as if you have dug all 10 tefachim. So udaloka Rebbe Yehuda. Now the Gemara points out, udaloka Rebbe. Detanya chofer bor tisha ba acher vishlim alasara acheron chayev. So over here now the Braisa. Now, the Bryce is going over this very case that we're discussing right now. Pit was already 9 tefachim deep. Somebody already dug 9 tefachim. You came along and dig that 10th tefach. So according to the Tanakama, which we're going to assume is a majority position, so ha'acharon chayev, you're going to have full liability for whatever happens from that point going forward.
That's where they got the expression, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Nachon. We're going to get to the straw that broke the camel's back. It's coming up. Rabbi Omer, acharon lemisa, acharon lemisa and achar shneim lenezikin. So according to Rabbi, depends what happens to the animal. Animal falls now into this pit of ten tefachim. If it dies, so that's totally on the last guy. But if it just got damaged, so again, now the pit is ten tefachim deep. That you're responsible for damages. So if it's just damages, well, you know, 9 tefachim also create damage. I didn't say this before, but it's okay. In other words, let's make this clear. A person who digs a pit 9 tefachim and an animal falls in, the animal doesn't die, but the animal breaks a leg. That's your responsibility. You did that damage. 9 tefachim do not kill, but certainly 9 tefachim can create damage. Okay? So according to Rabbi, so if it was already 9 and you now dug tefach number 10 and the animal falls in and the only thing that occurs is damages, those damages now have to be distributed and shared by the person who dug 9 and the person who dug number 10 as well.
Okay. Is it 50-50 or is it 9 out of 10?
It's a fair question. I don't know the answer. Okay. So Rav Papa Amar Lemisa Divrei Hakol. Okay. So now, so when we're learning our Mishnah, before I get to Rav Papa, so when we're learning our Mishnah, so now what we're going to say is very simple. And that is that our Mishnah is subscribing to the sheet of the Tanakama because the Tanakama holds that last guy liable for both Nezek and Misa. And by the way, when we say Misa, Misa is also Nezek, because remember, it's an animal falling in and dying. But the point is that it doesn't matter what happens. According to the Chachamim, the one who dug number 10, Tefach number 10, It's fully liable and solely liable. Good. And now when you read our Mishnah is going like that Shita. Not like the Shita Rebbe. Now Rav Papa says, alternatively, Rav Papa Amar Lemisa V'Divra Akol. Rav Papa will tell you that maybe you could read our Mishnah and include Rebbe in our Mishnah. How? Because maybe our Mishnah is talking about a case where you dug the 10th Tefach, the animal fell in, and the animal died. Even Rebbe would agree that under those circumstances, you are solely liable. Okay. Igadamri Lema Deloka Rebbe Amar Rav Papa Lemisa V'Divra Akol. Okay. In another version of this discussion, so this second version just simply immediately jumps to Rav Papa in that learn our Mishnah and include Rebbe in our Mishnah. Good. Maskal v'Reb Zera v'Suleika. So now, here we go. Lot of fun. What we're going to be doing now for the remainder of today's daf is that we're going to be looking. We're going to be seeking cases in our Mishnah where you do just a little extra and you're going to have now sole liability. You are the straw that broke the camel's back. And under what circumstances now, where you're gonna make a contribution and have full liability? Let's go. The Gemara says, "Va'ika Masr Shalach Hamisha Bnei Adam Avashabo Echad Mehem V'Hizik Chayav." So what happens was is that you gave your shor to five people. So one person went away, and said, "You know what? There are four people left over here. I'm good." And damage was done. So now this fifth person who walked away is going to be chayef. The Gemara says, now wait one second. I need clarity. Ilema debalav iulo haveminter subshita. The iul ka'avid. So if this was a five-man job, and now, number five decided, you know, I know it's a five-man job. I know it. But I'm just not interested today. I know I accepted responsibility, but you know what? I'm shirking my responsibility. So the Gemara says it's a dover pashut. Meaning it's a five-man job. He knows it's a five-man job. He now opts to walk away from it. So he's going to be fully liable. Gemara says that part's easy. So Ella, the beloved Ehu.
Liable because he gave it to five people. They're responsible.
And four of them kept to the responsibility. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Ehu Kavid. Ella, the beloved Ehu, Nami, Mentor, my Kavid. Now, if it's not a five-man job, let's say it really is a four-man job. Fair question. I'm not sure. So if it's, let's say it's not a five-man job, it's a four-man job, and you decided, you know what? I'm an extra. So good. So you know what? I'm not interested today. So you're an extra, and you walk away, so you're not going to be liable. My kava, you didn't do anything. Okay, so. Maskev Rav Sheshes Va'ika Mar Bechavila. Now, by the way, this case that we just said, Rashi points out, this is not a brisa. This is a manufactured case of the Gemara. Meaning, we don't have an obligation. Rashi says this. I'm just repeating Rashi. We don't have an obligation to touch this case up. Meaning, unlike the brisa, right, the case that we had regarding the 9 tefach pit and somebody comes along and digs that 10 tefach, that's a brisa. So we have an obligation to touch it up. Is it going like the Chachamim? Is it going like Rebbe? Right, but that's a braisa. This is a manufactured case of the Gemara. If it doesn't work, the Gemara says, okay, good, let's move on. Right? So, good. Next case. And by the way, this next case also is a manufactured case, meaning it's not a braisa. So, Maskal Rav Sheshes Va'ika Mar Bechavila. So, what do you do? There was a fire, and you added some extra twigs. So, the Gemara says, hey, chidami. Now, again, what we're trying to argue is a case in which you did a little bit, you made a small contribution, and you're going to have sole liability. So the Gemara says, again now, with the added twigs, what's happening? So the Gemara says, well, very simple. And if we're talking about a case where the fire was in somebody's property, and I added twigs so that now it can advance into somebody else's property, of course you're going to be liable. Meaning you're the one who moved the fire from point A to point B. So pshita, so obviously you're going to be liable. But the Gemara says, but I don't want to entertain that as another example of our Mishnah because it's obvious. Ela debalav iu azla maika avid. So and if it would have gone anyway without your contribution, okay. So the Gemara says, so again, what you did was not nice, but it would have gone anyway. So the Gemara says, okay. So I'm not that excited about that case as well. So maskal rav papa vayika hadatanya. The Gemara now says, what about the following? Now this is a brisa. So we're going to get locked into this one, and that is the following. So over here, five people sitting on a bench, and knew the bench is handling it. And then what happens is, number six sits down. Number six sits down, and breaks the bench. And now, who is liable? Number six is liable. There we go. So now he made a contribution. Boy, did he make a contribution. And now he's going to be solely liable. So the Gemara says, now I need to understand this a little bit better. Vama, Rav Papa. So now Rav Papa says, Kigon Papa Bar Abba. So in other words, the people that were sitting on the bench, they themselves were overweight. Now, there is a discussion over here. Tosus discusses it on the Amud Aleph of today's daf. Right? Tosus is a little bit displaced. But Tosus discusses, are we discussing number six who was a Baal Basar, or are we discussing the first five who were also Baal Basar? Okay. So see Tosus, it happens to be an important point, but we're gonna move. We're gonna move. So the Hechidami. So Ilem Debalav Iulo Itbar Pshita Ella Debalav Iunami Itbar Micah Ovid. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. If let's say the bench was gonna break under the weight of the first five, in other words, it's just going to take a moment for it to break. So then number six, how can you hold them responsible? The bench would have broken anyway. And if the bench could have held the five, and number six decides, you know what? Looks comfortable over there. Let me sit down. Knowing full well that that his weight contribution is going to break it. So then he should be solely liable. And the Gemara is basically saying, I don't understand. What exactly are the circumstances where we have a chiddush? So hey chidami, I read that. My covet. So masisa hechi matarza. So the Gemara says okay, but here.
How do you know that after the fact?
Yeah.
You only know that.
Here we are locked into the brisa. So in other words, it's a brisa. Previously, when we talked about the added twigs to the fire, and previously when we spoke out. The five people watching the ox. So those are cases that we made up those cases. So the cases don't work, okay. Not so bad. But over here it's a braisa. So if it's a braisa, the braisa needs a teretz, meaning we have to touch up the braisa. So lo tzricha debalav iu av emit bar betresha, v'hashi it bar bechadasha, da'amrele ilav at havi yasvina tvei porta v'kaiminan. So the Gemara says, look, here's the chiddush of the braisa. Now the braisa's got a chiddush. It's got a punch. And that is that with the five sitting on the bench, that already was overweight. And the bench is going to break. But with five people sitting, it's going to break. It's going to take its time to break. It's not going to break that quickly. The Gemara puts it at a two-hour window. And then what happens is when the sixth person sat down, what did he do? He accelerated the time. So in other words, acceleration of time is also considered a liability. So in fact, what they could argue to him is, ilav at... So yes, have yasvina tvei porta v'kaiminan, meaning we know our weight and we know what the bench can handle. The bench can handle an hour of us sitting down on it. We would have gotten up, but now you elected to sit down. So in other words, because you came along and you accelerated, therefore you're liable. So the Gemara says ilavatun v'lema luhu. So let number six say to the first five ilavatun bididilo avimitbar. So he says, okay, great, I accelerated. Okay, great. I'll even take the insult, and I'll even say guilty as charged. But let me tell you something. In other words, the bench wouldn't have broken had the five of you not been sitting down on the bench. So the Gemara says lo tzricha de behad de samach bu tavar. So the Gemara says that that not only did he sit down on the bench, he sat down on them on the bench, preventing them from getting up. So the Gemara says, okay, now. We're holding that sixth person fully and solely liable. Gemara says, pshita. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Now, isn't that obvious? No, the Gemara says, no.
He's a big guy.
Okay. So Kamash Malan, de kocho gugufo dami, de cholhecha de gufo tavar, kocho nami tavar. So the Gemara says, okay. And what we could say is the following, in that we were looking for a chiddush. I'll tell you what the chiddush is. He wasn't sitting directly on the bench. He was sitting on them. Okay. So, great. So that's what's called kocho. That's now his force. Meaning, we're going to do this numerous times throughout our Masechta. And that is that force versus direct. Okay? Even though it's kind of hard, just visually, graphically, it's a little bit hard to just navigate how exactly this is not his physical body on the bench. In other words, just because he's on them and not on the bench itself. But again, you'll get used to it. Now, I'm not promising full understanding, but you'll just get used to it. Because he's not directly on the bench, we don't call that gufo. We call that kocho. But that's a chiddush. Meaning, as far as halacha is concerned, your koach is considered you and you're liable. That's a chiddush. So the Gemara says, Vesu leika. The Gemara says, should we? Yeah. Okay, but no, it's time. Okay, we'll pause over here. We're going to look for other cases where small contribution, sole liability. Okay, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Today, in today's daf, so what do we do? Note the differences between shor and bor versus esh. Shor and bor, you hand it to a kid, you're liable. Esh, you hand it to a kid, you're not liable. That needs explanation. We did in the first part of today's daf. Number two, we went through a braisa. Basic differences of chumras between shor versus bor versus esh. And so, Yesoda's dick, fundamental understanding and navigating the various stringencies that you have by each of these property damages. And then finally, the last thing that we did today, making a small contribution and meanwhile having sole liability.